This talk was recorded at Against the Stream Buddhist Meditation Society in Los Angeles and is freely offered for your enjoyment. For more information, please visit againstthestream.org.
So as we settle in for a guided sit today, I just thought I would talk a little bit about what it is we're doing. This Brahma Vihara meditation practice. Otherwise known as the Divine Abodes. This practice of metta, loving kindness, we did yesterday. Karuna, compassion, we did today. Mudita, a selfless joy or sympathetic joy. And then Upekkha, the understanding or the technique of equanimity. These particular teachings were known as the prescriptions for healing of the heart and the mind. And they often work together. As yesterday we focused on loving kindness and developing and cultivating a quality of happiness and well-being for self and others. Today we'll be working with compassion or karuna. We've already spoke a little bit about this. Compassion is engaging a knowing and wise heart to our suffering and the suffering in this world. It's the direct antidote to cruelty or indifference. And it helps keep us engaged, like we've been doing all day today, in these feeling tones. What happens when we're maybe not so aware? Can be cruel to ourselves, to others. So go ahead and take a meditation posture. But be relaxed. The Brahma Viharas are about opening the heart, developing a kind and caring wisdom. So be relaxed, allowing the eyes to close. And connect with the breath. Seeing if you can connect with the heart of compassion that's already within you. A quality that cares for others, is sometimes even passionate about situations or safety of others. Beginning to breathe into this heart of compassion. Connecting with the quality of care. This quivering of the heart to the suffering of others. opening the heart of compassion to ourselves. Aiming this quality of care to our own suffering. Often the most difficult to do, but the most necessary. So inclining our attention towards our own suffering, our own pain, loss, sorrow. I'll offer some phrases. Feel free to use them if they work for you. I care about my pain and sorrow. Just continuing in your mind. This phrase, I care about my pain and sorrow. Feeling free to use whatever words connect to you. Could be suffering or sadness, fear or loss, or illness. Whatever it is that is true for you. I care about my pain and sorrow. Seeing if we can soften around our own pains, our own sorrows. Allowing the heart of compassion to open I care about my pain and sorrow. May I hold my suffering with compassion. Trying this phrase on. May I hold my suffering with compassion. May I hold my suffering with compassion, with care. Sending these wishes to your heart, from your heart. May I hold my pain and sorrow with compassion. allowing the heart to open. With each breath, sending these wishes to ourselves. May I hold my suffering with compassion. Moving on to the next phrase now. May my pain and sorrow be eased. May my pain and sorrow be eased. May my pain and sorrow be eased. Again and again, allowing these phrases to penetrate in to our heart, mind, just as we hold our own pain and sorrow with compassion, hope is to also care for others and wish others well. Just as we suffer, there is a universal suffering, connecting to loved ones, family, friends, and those who are difficult. They suffer also. Connecting to the universality of suffering. Sadness, fear, loss, illness. Just as you wish to be relieved of your own suffering, extending a care for others. So maybe envisioning in your mind's eye those loved ones who you know are suffering through illness or sadness or fear. Visioning them all standing before you, extending this same warm heart of compassion . I care about your suffering. Envisioning them receiving this care, this wish, I care about your suffering. May you hold your pain and sorrow with compassion. May you hold your pain and sorrow with compassion. envisioning these loved ones, even difficult people, all those who you know are also suffering. Maybe allowing their faces to rotate one at a time in your mind as they stand before you. Envisioning them and sending them these wishes for ease. Freedom from suffering. May your suffering be eased. May your suffering be eased. And in the same way that we wish others' suffering to be eased, to lessen, in the same way that we wish others to hold their pain and sorrow with compassion, in the same way we care for the suffering of loved ones, turning this same care to our own suffering once again. Compassion is engaging a knowing and wise heart to our own suffering. And the suffering of the world. Thank you for sitting with me.
You have just listened to a podcast from Against the Stream Buddhist Meditation Society. If you'd like to make a contribution to help support these teachings, please visit againstthestream.org.